Simon & Schuster Audio presents Today, Tonight, Tomorrow by Rachel Lynn Solomon, read by Rebecca Ross. Messenger. I see, lady, the gentleman is not in your books. Beatrice. No, and he were, I would burn my study. Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare. I used to dream of you nightly. I would wake up screaming. Make Good Choices by Sean Nelson. 5:54 a.m. McNightmare.
Good morning. This is a friendly reminder that you have three hours and counting before suffering a humiliating defeat at the hands of your future valedictorian. Bring tissues. I know you're a crier.
The text jolts me from sleep a minute before my 5:55 alarm. Three quick pulses to let me know my least favorite person is already awake. Neil McNair, McNightmare in my phone, is annoyingly punctual. It's one of his only good traits. We've been text-taunting since we were sophomores, after a series of morning threats made both of us late for homeroom. For a while last year, I decided to be the mature one, vowed to make my room a McNair-free zone. I'd put my phone on silent before slipping into bed, but beneath the pillow, my fingers twitched with combative responses. I couldn't sleep thinking he might be texting me, baiting me, waiting. Neil McNair has become my alarm clock. If alarm clocks had freckles and knew all your insecurities, I fling back the sheets, ready for battle.